The people of France like to think of themselves as the world leaders in everything. In a moment, we'll explore just how the city of Paris acquired that attitude. But first, the French were not so happy to learn that they are the European leaders in traffic fatalities. NPR's Nick Spicer reports on President Jacques Chirac's effort to crack down on what he calls roadway barbarians.
Ronan Picard était lieutenant de police depuis 1998 à la compagnie de transfert, d'escorte et de protection.
A policeman's funeral on national TV. A drunk driver killed him as the officer stopped to help at a roadside accident. 2 weeks before, 5 firefighters were killed in similar circumstances by a sober but speeding driver. Both events shocked France, although statistically they're only a drop in the bucket. But they came right on time as the government announced its long-promised crackdown on bad driving. The measures were inspired by a promise made by President Jacques Chirac in a nationally televised speech 5 months ago. I would like to make a mark on this five-year term by fighting against the lack of safety on the roads, he said. I am absolutely horrified by the fact that French highways are the most dangerous in Europe. Drivers in France will soon face a barrage of measures in this war on bad driving. A 3-year probation for young drivers, who proportionally cause the most accidents. And medical checkups for old drivers, because they may be losing their reflexes or sight and endangering others. There will also be penalties for policemen or civil servants who help friends and family wiggle out of fines. Over a third go unpaid that way in France. And significantly more spot checks for drunk driving. The new moves are being widely applauded by accident victims groups and drivers associations. And especially welcome is the government's vow to actually apply the laws, new and old. Christian Gérandeau is the head of the French equivalent of the AAA.
It was a kind of national sport, you know. If you drive on the French motorway, I would say a very high proportion of the drivers are not respecting the law. We have a law which says that on a motorway, the maximum speed is 130 kilometers per hour. In miles, that should be something like 75 miles. And maybe half of the drivers are not respecting the law.
Gérandeau finds especially promising the plan to set up automatic radars along tricky parts of the highways. They will measure speed, photograph license plate numbers, and then mail tickets to speeding drivers.
And I can bet with anyone that when we will have this, no one will exceed the allowed speed.
But not everyone will bet on the chances of changing drivers' underlying mentality.
Oh, c'est pas vrai. Oui, Fox, oui.
Oui, Martin.
Hein, qu'est-ce que tu dis?
Parisian cabbie Bernard Langlais says French drivers think they are in a Formula One race and that the government wants them to suddenly act as though they were from Northern Europe, disciplined and respectful of others.
I don't know if it's their Latin blood, but, you know, here the people are always very nervous. I don't know why.
Langlais says it will take years before people stop yelling at slow drivers and expressing their aggression through the accelerator and steering wheel. He thinks the government moves are good, but he would have liked to see the blood alcohol limit drop right down to zero.
It's difficult for French people not to drink a glass of wine. So, but only one a glass. But the problem is, why to take 3-4 glass of wine? It's too much, of course.
As part of the new crackdown, the government will have to lead by example. Ministers must tell their chauffeurs to no longer speed or run red lights. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.